The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Breaking news out of New York City. 12 jurors have been seated in the Donald Trump trial. I think two alternates. I believe they need to get five more alternates before they can actually begin the trial. The judge wants opening arguments to begin on Monday. Here's my question. How in the world is Donald Trump going to get a fair trial in an area of the country where 85% of all of the people in that area voted against him in the last election? Seriously, how in the world is he expected to get a fair trial? Well, a fair trial is not the goal. All right. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I keep saying it. Please forgive me for being so repetitious, but most of the rest of the world has had an awakening about transgenderism. The United States of America is bringing up the rear big time. The pediatric community as a whole still believes a complete lie, a fantasy about transgenderism. Almost all liberal, left-wing, progressive politicians, including our president, almost all of them believe a complete lie that transgenderism actually exists. From a scientific basis, there is no proof, no evidence whatsoever, none, zero, zip, none, no evidence that transgenderism actually exists. Confusion about gender? Yes. It's called gender dysphoria or sex dysphoria. It's confusion. It is a mental illness issue which deserves and even demands compassion, pity, and proper treatment. But the medical community and the left politically here in America are so far behind the rest of the world. And I'm telling you, they're going to look like absolute fools. But that's not what's most important. Because they're believing a lie and rejecting science, thousands of children, adolescents, are going to be harmed permanently. Well, we're waiting for America to catch up to the rest of the world. And it's not just the left-wing medical community in America and left-wing politicians. It's the educational world as well. They believe the lie of transgenderism. And they're radical about it. How bad is it? Well, we normally think of the state of Georgia being pretty conservative. You know, pretty red Georgia. And yet I came across a story today that is truly, absolutely mind-blowing. It's out of Thames Valley District Schools in Georgia. I don't know whether it's pronounced Thames like it is in Great Britain, but it's T-H-A-M-E-S. Considering it's Georgia, maybe it's Thames. I don't know. T-H-A-M-E-S. Thames Valley, Thames Valley, Thames Valley District in Georgia. It has been discovered that a fourth grade teacher is showing videos to her class from an organization in Canada. Yeah, these are Canadian-produced videos. They are produced by a puppeteer by the name of Frank Mesculet, I think is what it is, Frank Mesculet. And it is from a series called Pride Understanding. Yeah, Pride Understanding. Produced in Canada by an organization that is pro-LGBTQIA+. The creator is a puppeteer. The purpose of this series is to promote transgenderism and the acceptance of transgenderism among children. Now, let me read to you what is involved in these videos. And again, they're out of Canada, but they're being used in an elementary school in Georgia. In the episode that was uncovered at this school in Georgia, Pride Understanding has given Georgia students a Canadian-based puppet children's program intended, and I quote, to create communication tools to increase gender diversity literacy. In one of the videos, a dog, now these are animated, with puppets. Puppets are used. In the video, a dog called Gulliver is confused when a dog named Barry arrives at school and begins to behave like a cat. The episode is part of Pride Understanding's catalog on acceptance and understanding. The puppeteer who created it said, puppets are a great bridge for that because obviously they're already different. Using the puppet is a very effective way to get people to open their minds and listen. So, in this one episode, this dog by the name of Gulliver is concerned because another dog by the name of Barry, who, by the way, is wearing a rainbow color, says he's actually a cat, not a dog. And so Gulliver, who believes that he is a dog, goes to the teacher of the class and says, quote, we've got to talk. The teacher says, why? Gulliver says, well, Barry thinks he's a cat. How does the teacher respond? The teacher says to the dog who is a dog, Gulliver, I see you're really struggling with this. I couldn't ask Barry to change who he is. That would make him really sad. Now, remember, we're talking dogs and puppets and so forth. And this dog comes into the classroom thinking he's a cat. And one of the dogs in the classroom goes to the teacher and says, there's something wrong with him. He thinks he's a cat. And the teacher scolds the dog who knows he's a dog. Gulliver is not accepting of the dog who acts like a cat, and he says, well, that's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. That's normal. The teacher said, Accepting people for who they are is a very important skill. We accept you for who you are. And Gulliver again says, that's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. That's normal. The teacher says, no, not normal, just more common. But you know, it's okay to have questions. Questions are good if they help you to accept someone for who they are. Can you imagine? This is fourth graders. And puppets are being used. A dog who thinks he's a cat. And instead of the teacher saying, well, yeah, he needs some help. You know, he's really a dog. But no. Well, that's who he thinks he really is. So we have to accept him as a cat. And the dog says, but he's a dog and I'm a dog. Well, we can't judge. We have to be compassionate. And get this. In another episode of Pride Understanding, the puppets shows a bunny. Listen to this. I'm quoting. A bunny revealing that her dad is now her mom. And the video explains that babies can be born in the wrong body. Yeah, a bunny reveals that her dad is now her mom. This is the brainwashing occurring in a fourth grade classroom in Georgia using a Canadian video series. This is the kind of thing happening at America's public schools. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we've got fourth graders in Georgia that are being told that dogs might really be cats and bunnies might have a father that is a mother or a mother that's really a father. We have propaganda, brainwashing going on in elementary schools here in America, pushing down the throats of children the transgender myth. And again, it is a myth worthy of compassion, worthy of sympathy, worthy of treatment, not worthy of embracing. We don't embrace mental illness. We try to cure it. We don't look at people with mental illness and say, well, let's celebrate your mental illness. No, you say, let's get you help. Let's get the treatment that you need so that you can live a productive life. And that is usually possible. It's usually possible. But when it comes to transgenderism, we are doing exactly the opposite. We are marching through the streets of our cities, celebrating mental illness rather than trying to get people the help that they need. And then there's this. How many times have you heard the news media or others call conservatives a bunch of nut jobs? You imagine, you exaggerate. I remember it's been at least a year ago, I brought to your attention a story about a movement in America's schools where kids began calling themselves furries. Yeah, furries, as in cat fur, dog fur, furries. Now, there were exaggerations around that some classrooms were actually putting litter boxes in their classrooms because of the kids who identified as a cat or a dog, and they were asked if they could use a litter box in the back of the classroom rather than the bathroom. I believe that was an exaggeration. I don't believe that was true. But we were told that this whole furry thing was out of the imagination of the conservative right. It's not happening. It's a bunch of wacko conservatives making up things, trying to make public schools look bad. Really. I am looking at a story from an ABC TV station in Utah. ABC, local ABC affiliate in Utah. And it is a story about a large, and I mean a large, walkout demonstration by students at Mount Nebo Middle School yesterday. The dateline is Payson, Utah, P-A-Y-S-O-N, Utah. And the school involved is Mount Nebo Middle School. A large number of students walked out of the school yesterday to protest. What are they protesting? The kids in the school who identify as furries. Well, I thought this didn't happen. I thought this was the imagination of a bunch of conservatives in this furry movement of kids believing that they're cats or dogs and identifying as cats and dogs. I thought this was all imaginary. Well, a very large group of students at Mount Nebo Middle School are saying it is not imaginary at all, and it's getting completely out of hand. So they are demonstrating to force the school to enforce the district's dress code. I guess they don't want to be called, you know, discrimination or whatever, and making it illegal to be a furry. But the kids, I'm sure with the help of their parents, have come up with a solution saying that if the school enforces the dress code, then you're not going to have kids dressing up in cat outfits and dog outfits and so forth. How bad has it gotten? Students who walked out expressed their grievances, even calling for the expulsion and banning of the furries. Why? They say, and these are the students, say that the furry population is growing and the kids who identify as furries are biting, scratching, spraying air freshener, barking, and chasing the other students. Biting them like a dog, a cat, scratching them, chasing them, pretending to be a dog or a cat. And the normal kids had enough of it and staged a walkout. The response of the school district didn't happen.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.